And you can go back in history. A certain lawyer from Illinois became a president by the name of Abraham Lincoln, oh, by the way.
Right.
Talking about Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. See what he's up to these days. GiulianiPartners.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. This might be an obvious for those who follow law or more above average observers, but we have what has been called an activist judicial branch, the state Supreme Court here in New Jersey. How important would it be to have someone who is well-versed in the law sitting in the governor's chair for when the state Supreme Court decides to become activists instead of supporters of the written law?
Well, I think it's very important that an executive who selects judges understand that what you have to have put people on the bench is someone who has an adherence to the law, someone who understands that the job of a judge is to interpret, not to make law. When a judge decides to make law, a judge, I think, distorts the separation of powers. The idea is the legislature makes the laws, the executive carries out the law, and the judicial branch interprets the law. And particularly if the judicial branch oversteps that bounds, since they're not elected, by and large, right, they're appointed at the highest levels, well, then we have unelected officials usurping the powers of our elected officials.
That was one of the times that former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani appeared here on Issues and Ideas. What happened to that Rudy? You certainly have seen him in the here and now, haven't you? His former lawyer is suing him now for about $1.4 million in unpaid legal fees. Giuliani's under indictment in Georgia over his try to overturn the 2020 presidential election. He's also waiting for the civil trial, which apparently is going to be starting on December 11th, which a jury will decide how much he has to pay to election workers that he defamed. Regarding that case, the judge previously found Giuliani automatically liable for defaming Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss after Giuliani resisted turning over discovery in that case. What Giuliani had done, he was pointing to security footage of the women working at the arena where the votes were being counted, and he seized on this one moment where Moss was seen handing something to her mother. He publicly and falsely said Moss gave her mother USB drives containing votes for President Joe Biden. Said the handoff was meant to be covert, and that Moss, a black woman, slid the port to her mother like she was passing off vials of cocaine. As it turned out, that USB port, it was a ginger mint. As I said, that's the immediate concern for Giuliani, who has to be in the courtroom for that trial, which is expected to last 3 to 5 days, with the end being how much he has to pay those two women, in addition to the $1.4 million he owes his lawyers. If you look at his finances, now you might not have known this, but through his security work, certainly his stature with his name after September 11th, Giuliani was once worth $100 million. Today, just about broke. Of course, it didn't help that Giuliani and his now ex-wife, not Donna Hanover, the other one, Judy Nathan was her name, they shot through about $250,000 a month on what they termed to be fun. Just this past week in an upcoming book, Cassidy Hutchinson, remember her from the January 6th hearings, she revealed that Giuliani was groping her on that day. And yet, through all this, Rudy Giuliani is still standing with Trump. I just went through the litany of what he has lost, what he's still going to lose, and there he is, standing shoulder to shoulder with Donald Trump and the big lie. Sort of like the doctor telling you you have cancer and you just decide to keep on smoking. But the question becomes, why does he still stand with Trump? Is he that hungry for stature, the spotlight? You might not remember this, but after the 9/11 attacks, remember when Rudy offered to remain as mayor, even though Michael Bloomberg had won the election? You have to think about this, too. Has there ever been any bigger fall publicly? Martha Stewart? No, she pretty much came back from that, didn't she? Even after serving prison time, you could say the same for Mike Tyson. Tyson also lost a fortune, but he's pretty much come back, too, through being an entertainer. Richard Nixon? Well, he never went to prison. A lot of people say he should have. But Nixon came back and served really as a go-to expert in his later years when it came to foreign affairs. Can you see Rudy doing anything like those comebacks?